Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two of Sports Daily on this Monday morning. Tommy Gester, Brandon Zinner, and for Jacob Albrock, Max Power, producing the program today. That KFH hotline is open for your calls at 869-1240. You can leave us a video comment as our video stream is on Facebook, on YouTube, on X, also on the 12 News Connected app, and you can leave us your voice messages on the free Odyssey app. Click the microphone button. You can record your voicemail right there to us, and we can play it back on the air just like that. Would love to have you connected with the program this morning. Brandon, I told you when I walked back into the studio, I wasn't watching where I was going. I walked right into a wall, right on my funny bone. Like, as I'm walking in, like 30 seconds ago, that hurts.
Are we thinking maybe on the IL? Or are we,
I don't know.
Are we,
I hope
we not. Segment to segment at this point.
I got to play in the Wichita Open Pro-Am on Wednesday. I got to take care of myself.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, I know. God, I'm literally walking right into the studio, and I was on my phone, right, and like not watching where I'm going. Walked right into a wall. So I'm feeling it right now over the next few minutes. Hopefully it gets a little bit better. Hey, we've got a lot to get to this hour. Jalen Thompson, our Royals insider, joins us a little bit later on this hour. We'll preview the NBA Finals in our next segment. What I want to do right now is I want to let you know how you can win a round of golf out at Crestview. As you know, folks who listen to this show know, Crestview Country Club is a great supporter of this program. We love partnering with them, working with them. Of course, they are hosting the Wichita Open this week, which is one of the biggest parties in the entire city all year long. We've got a chance for you to win a round for two plus cart out at Crestview. All you have to do if you want to win that round is text the keyword golf, that's G-O-L-F, golf, to 20357. Text that word to that number for your chance to win. And we've had a great response to this giveaway so far over the first couple of weeks that we've done it. We drew a winner on Friday afternoon, and it's been awesome. It's been great to see the response from people who have wanted to go out and play the same course that the pros are going to play this week.
Did my text come through?
Are you eligible? I'm not sure you're eligible.
They don't need to know my number.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm not sure you're eligible for that. One winner picked every single Friday in the month of June, one entry per 24-hour period. So you can enter today, you can enter tomorrow, and so forth. And we'll pick that winner on Friday. Message and data rates apply. More details at kfhradio.com. We've spent a lot of time in our first hour talking about the Royals and baseball in general, the Rafael Devers trade. There was another big trade yesterday, but in the NBA, Desmond Bane going to the Magic. Did you see that one coming?
No, I didn't see it coming, but it does make sense. If you follow the NBA from for the Magic, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, they are trading away four first-round picks, but this is a team that has aspirations of going to Eastern Conference semifinals, Eastern Conference finals in the coming years with the roster that they have built around Paolo Banchero. So they're basically saying we're going to be picking in the 20s anyway. When you also look at the landscape of the Eastern Conference, if Giannis gets dealt, the Bucks are going to be resetting. The Celtics aren't going to have Jason Tatum coming up next year. The Cavs, who knows what direction they're going to go in. They might kind of reset a little bit and move on from a Darius Garland or one of their other pieces. So the Magic are right there to compete, I think, with the likes of the Pacers next year. So it makes a lot of sense from the Magic standpoint. And then the Grizzlies, they just have been pretty incompetent around Ja Morant. So
it's been it's going to end up being probably a wide open Eastern Conference this year for sure. And so the Magic trying to get reinforcements there with Desmond Bain. I know you follow the NBA a lot more closely than I do. When was the last time the Magic were relevant? I feel like it's been forever.
Because it has basically been forever. Now they had Aaron Gordon,
right,
who was really good for quite some time there. But even then, they were never a team that was winning everything. I mean, you have to go back to probably the Shaq and the Penny days. That's honestly
that's what I was wondering.
Just
the
about
last time. I mean, Tracy McGrady, they weren't super relevant in those years, but they were. They were okay. I remember at least a couple of those years when Tracy McGrady was there. But yeah, you probably have to go back to the mid-90s to really, you know, see the last time that the Magic were like right there in the mix all the time.
Yeah, and but yeah, they are they're one of the up and coming young teams in the NBA. And Paolo Banchero, he was such a star at Duke, and come and he has made a seamless transition, becoming one of the better players in all the Eastern Conference as well. And yeah, it is cool seeing these teams that come up out of nowhere. The Rockets were not very good for so long, and now they have such a young roster, and they were one of the top seeds in the Western Conference. And now you have a team like the Pacers, like the Magic in the Eastern Conference, who are popping up. And it's cool seeing these teams that aren't the Celtics, not the Lakers, not the traditional powerhouses that are coming up and on the rise.
Are we seeing a major shift, do you feel like, in the NBA? I know that we're going to talk about the finals specifically in our next segment in Game 5 and what the Thunder or the Pacers need to do to win Game 5. But overall, holistically, from a 30,000-foot view, are we seeing a shift in the NBA? It wasn't that long ago where it was all about the super team and getting the superstars added to your team and stockpiling. I mean, you look at the Warriors, and then the Nets tried to do it and the Suns tried to do it. Now you see two teams in the finals that have done a completely different philosophy. Mm-hmm. It's building homegrown talent, young guys, building them up. The Thunder did that. The Pacers, to an extent, are doing that. There are not. I mean, I don't even know if you would call Tyrese Halliburton a superstar. Like, he's a star.
He was on the Olympic team.
But I don't know if I'd call him a superstar necessarily. So like, it's kind of a different philosophy. And these two teams are in the finals. You see what the Magic are doing. They've got a lot of really young talent as well. Is there an overall shift in the NBA to that?
It is, even from that standpoint. People don't really remember that Tyrese Halliburton originally was traded to the Pacers from the Kings, but he is essentially a homegrown guy, people would say it. The Thunder are an extreme sense of that, just because they had four superstars in a span of years that left their team, from the Russell Westbrooks, the James Harden, and then Paul George, who they got like 15 draft picks back. So they just had the most draft picks anyone's ever seen. I think the way to win nowadays is to home grow that talent, and it's not the we're just going to get the three best players that we can, pay them a ton of money, and like the Suns this year, they had nobody around their big three, and it was just absolutely atrocious. The way to go it is to have these young guys, have 11 of them you can throw at opposition, play your matchups, and that's what we've seen these two teams that are in the finals now. That's how they've done it.
Honestly, the Lakers tried to do it with LeBron and Anthony Davis. That didn't particularly work, and now Davis is gone, obviously. I know that they're trying to pair up Luka with LeBron. We'll see how that goes long term. But I really do think we're seeing a fundamental shift in the NBA, and honestly, I kind of like it. Like, that's one of the things. There's a lot of things about the NBA that turns me off. I'm not a huge fan. For people who listen to this show, you know that about me. I'm not a big NBA guy at all, and there's a lot of things that annoy me about the NBA. I think what turned me off the most was the fact that it was just all about an arms race, going out and trying to acquire the most expensive talent to put together super teams and that sort of thing. I love the fact that we see the Thunder and the Pacers in the finals. And I love the fact that it's been so evenly matched up to this point. Honestly, I thought Oklahoma City would run away with it more than what they have. But I love that philosophy. It's like, draft your players, build them up in your organization, build an entire complete team where you're deep and there's no drop-off from your starters to your reserve guys to your bench, and you can just go out there and play, you know, the entire game from start to finish and not have any kind of drop-off in quality.
Yeah, and it's also, we have two good coaches in this finals as well, which there's a lot of bad coaching in the NBA. But yeah, both of these teams, they both acquired their best players. SGA came over from the Clippers, but again, he was still a young guy who was, of course, molded into maybe the best player in the NBA at this standpoint. But again, they have just so many bodies that they can throw at the opposition. They're all young guys playing with high energy. They play hard on both ends of the floor. They play basketball the right way, and these two teams are kind of molds of what makes NBA so enticing in this day and age.
It's made me lock in a little bit more to the finals than what I've done in recent years, for sure. I was so turned off by that super team mentality. I mean, even the headline currently on ESPN right now are the teams that Kevin Durant prefers to be traded to. I couldn't care less. Yeah. I don't care where Kevin Durant wants to go. And you know, is Kevin Durant one of the best players we've seen this generation? For sure he is. But I just don't. For me, I just don't care about, like, where do you want to go? I want to know about what teams are the ones that are going to actually win a championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kevin, and again, like, the NBA, this is one of the most frustrating things about the NBA is they keep grasping onto these guys and with the marketing and everything who are 38, 39. Steph's getting old as well. He's like 36 years old. Yeah. Kevin Durant, the LeBron James, when there's such a great young crop of talent in the NBA right now. But thankfully, those are the guys that we are seeing on display in the NBA Finals right now, the SGAs, the Tyrese Halliburtons, the Jalen Williams. Obi Toppin has been incredible to watch. It's been so fun, and we still get at least two more games of it, maybe three if the home teams can prevail. We'll see.
Well, let's get into Game 5. It's a two-game-apiece series right now through the first four between the Thunder and the Pacers. Who's going to take Game 5 tonight? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what the Thunder need to do to solidify an NBA championship. And same thing for the Pacers. It's been back and forth and a lot of different dynamics in this NBA Finals. We'll get into that in our next segment. And then, of course, our Royals insider, Jalen Thompson from the Kansas City Star. He's going to join us a little bit later on this hour to talk about the Royals and figure out what they need to do. He's close to the team. He follows them every single day. What do the Royals need to do to get things turned around? That's a little bit later on this hour on Sports Daily. But again, NBA Finals talk. The Thunder and the Pacers. Who's going to get Game 5? We'll talk about that next. Tommy Caster, Brandon Zinner, Max Power producing. It's Sports Daily. We're coming right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Daily on this Monday. Tommy Caster, Brandon Zinner, Max Power producing the program. Don't forget our next segment, our Royals insider, Jalen Thompson, will join us to talk about the Royals. That is What's on Tap, and it's brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company with locations east, west, and historic Delano. Featuring a rooftop deck, Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer made here. We love the fact that Wichita Brewing Company is a part of our program. And also, probably a phenomenal place to watch Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight on that rooftop deck out in Delano. Brandon, it's going to be just a juggernaut fight tonight, I think, between these two teams. The Thunder absolutely had to have Game 4. They were able to get it. They actually kind of took a page out of the Pacers' book a little bit, and they were able to come back and execute down the stretch late in a game. That's been the Pacers' calling card throughout the entire postseason.
I would love to be watching WBC tonight if I was not stuck in the 12 News office.
That'd be nice, right?
Those jalapeno popper pizzas sound phenomenal
right
now.
That'd be nice.
But, yeah, the way that the Thunder were able to adjust there in Game 4, I think they were down 7 in the final 3 minutes, and then finally were just able to get the matchups that they needed with SGA and execute on the stretch. The Pacers had every ability to go win that game, but Benedict Mathurin could not make a free throw to save his life down the stretch. They just failed to execute, and here we are now tied up for Game 5. But, yeah, it's going to be a great game. You know, OKC is going to be rocking. I know multiple people who are going to be down there at the game from the Wichita area. And, yeah, it's going to be great television this evening.
You know that meme that is on social media all the time where you've got the two Spider-Men that are pointing at each other? I feel like that's the Thunder and the Pacers.
It is.
They're so similar. And just in the way, like, the, each team has taken a page from the other team's playbook. Mm-hmm. The Thunder did it in Game 4. They executed with clutch shots down the stretch and held the Pacers at arm's length. That was big. So we saw the Thunder do what the Pacers have been doing. We've seen the Pacers do what the Thunder do and play extremely stifling defense and really limit the effectiveness and the efficiency of guys like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and others that the Thunder really rely on. That's been what the Thunder's calling card has been all season, playing great defense. So I don't know if we've seen a finals in recent memory where these two teams have been so equally matched and each team is kind of able to take a page out of the other one's playbook.
Yeah, I really don't know if we have really since maybe I mean, yeah, I think back to like the Cavs Warriors. Every other time, it seemed like there was one of the favorites was significantly better in the NBA Finals. But yeah, both of these teams have been so evenly matched. I wouldn't be surprised if one of these next two home games you get a home team gets a blowout. Like, it wouldn't surprise me tonight if the Thunder come out and win by 25, and then the Pacers win a close one to force a game 7, or if the Thunder win a close one tonight, the Pacers blow them out in game 6, and then we get a close game 7. It'll be interesting to see, but yeah, just so evenly matched, drama going all the way down to the wire in every single one of these games, except for game 2, really. But yeah, it's been one that has exceeded my expectations, that's for sure.
Correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is right. We're now at the point of the finals where it's one game in OKC, one game in Indianapolis.
One.
Well, okay, so I mean that we're at that point now in the finals. I do like that schedule. I like the fact that it goes back and forth. I know it makes for additional travel and all of that, but I like that a lot. You know, the Thunder going back to Game 4 over the weekend. I think everybody knew they absolutely had to have the win. They could not afford to fall down 3-1 against a team like the Pacers. And you know what? Could the Thunder conceivably have won 3 in a row, won games 5, 6, and 7? Absolutely. But you don't want to be in that position. You don't want to be down 3-1. And so they were able to be clutch. I think as the series reverts back to OKC for tonight's game, if I'm the Thunder, in the back of my mind, I'm continuing to think about game 1. I'm continuing to think about when that series kicked off in OKC. And how the Thunder, I think, felt like they had the game in hand. Mm-hmm. And then they got a taste of what the Pacers do. And that was come back from down, what was it, double digits with a few minutes left in the game. I think if you're the Thunder and you're going out there in game 5, you've got to remember that. You've got to remember that you cannot let this Pacers team hang around.
Yeah, absolutely. You just have to put the ball in the hands of SGA as much as you can in the last 5 minutes, because that dude is going to make the right play 10 times out of 10. This series, the Thunder could very well be playing tonight to win the series if they could have just locked it down for the final 4 minutes of that game. When I think they were up 9 or 11 with 3 minutes of play, and then Halliburton did what he has done the entire playoffs. One of the most clutch playoff runs we've seen from a player. He has 4 game winners now, just in the closing seconds of this postseason. The Thunder very well could be up 3-1 if not for one shot by Halliburton.
They could easily be down 3-1. I mean, took a fourth quarter comeback for them to even the series at 2 games apiece. That's what has made this series so intriguing, is just the fact that it could have swung either direction. But here we are through 4 games, tied up at 2 games apiece. I think what's interesting, going back to game 4, you know, SGA, we know his game. We know the fact that he gets to the free throw line. We know the fact that he's a physical type player. I thought in game 3, the Pacers did a really good job of holding him down. He still got his. He still scored, but he didn't score in an efficient rate. I think he was 9 of 20 from the field. And so he had to take a lot of shots to get to that. He had 35 in game 4. It was a much more efficient performance from SGA, and I'm not sure what changed with the Pacers, or even in that regard, what SGA did differently. Maybe he tried to be more aggressive in drawing contact and getting to the line, but I felt like he was a much more efficient player in game 4 than he was in game 3.
You say more efficient getting to the line. He didn't have a free throw until late in the third quarter of game 4
But at that point, I mean, he kicked it into overdrive at that point.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of put the team on his shoulders.
And then he went 10 for 10 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, and I think you have the box score pulled up. I don't think SGA had an assist in that game as well. I think he had 35 points and 3 rebounds, and so for him to be able to dominate that game like he did without even getting a single assist, I mean, the man is special. There's a reason it was him and Jokic and nobody else for the NBA MVP this year. And then, of course, he beats Jokic head-to-head in the NBA playoffs. He is a special, special player, and just so much talent around him. Chet Holmgren was excellent at the start.
He was.
Of that last game. Jalen Williams, obviously, has been terrific on both ends of the floor.
Is there a more important player on this Thunder roster than Jalen Williams?
No, there's not. Lu Dort has been really, really good for them. He's been shooting the 3 exceptionally well, and he is obviously one of the best defensive players in all of of the league as well. The Dortcher Chamber. That's a good one. The amount of bodies that this Thunder team can just throw at you. Alex Caruso has been excellent. As a person who's a Timberwolves fan and had to watch this team beat the Timberwolves into the dirt, they're so fun and impressive to watch.
I've mentioned this before. I think I talked about this as the NBA Finals was getting underway, that this was an under-the-radar acquisition in the NBA that didn't get a ton of attention. But the Alex Caruso move for Oklahoma City to bring him in, that was, in my opinion, the missing piece on this team. That's why they are in the position that they're in right now, because they needed somebody who could be a lockdown defender. And that's what Alex Caruso has been. Oh, and by the way, he added 20 points in the game in game four over the weekend. So he can help you on the offensive side, but he has been just a suffocating defender all season long.
And that's a guy who plays every single second like it's going to be his last. He has a relentless motor. Whereas there may be some lapses in games where you see guys just, I'm going to take a couple possessions off and relax my mind a little bit. No, Alex Caruso plays like he knows his substitute is standing at midcourt about to come in for him, and he's going to keep playing. I mean, he's been such an under-the-radar move for them, as you just said, and he fits his team absolutely perfectly. He's not known for going and putting up 20 points, but he's shown that capability to do that. He can get to the rim. He can make a couple threes if needed. A huge clutch piece for this Thunder's team in the finals.
So it started off as a best of seven series, and then the two teams split the two games in OKC. It became a best of five. They split in Indianapolis. Now it's a best of three, and it's 1-1-1 down the stretch. The series reverts back to Oklahoma City tonight. If you had to predict it right now, who wins the finals?
Well, we have not seen a game seven in the finals since 2016, as we were talking about not too long ago. The Cavs-Warriors, that's the last time to go seven. I don't think we go seven games either.
You don't think so?
I think the Thunder are fine. I think the way that last game ended is going to be enough to put the pep in the step for the Thunder, be able to close it out in these next two games. I think it's going to be two close games, but I think the Thunder have just found just a little inkling of how they can get it done, and it's ISO with SGA late in the games, getting the ball around the free throw line and let him go to work. They're going to have just enough to pull this off and close out two close games in this.
I got to tell you, as a self-proclaimed and open NBA hater and somebody that I like, to be completely honest, I don't prioritize watching even the finals. Like I watched game four, but it wasn't like I circled it on the calendar. I'm like, I gotta be locked in. I'm gonna be locked in for the remain. I don't care if it goes six games or seven games at this point. I'm locked in because it's been so much fun to watch, and the margin between these two teams is so small. It's so small. And what I love about the Thunder, too, and again, doesn't take anything away from the Pacers, but what I love about the Thunder is that they are battle-tested, right? Like, the Nuggets took them to seven games. They played your T-Wolves and able to beat them. Like, both of these teams have gone through a gauntlet to get to this point. But the Thunder, they know what it's like to be here at this point. They just about got bounced by the Nuggets, and they were able to make it happen. I feel like that, to me, is advantage Thunder.
Yeah, and they just have, we've talked about it, I mean, they have just so many bodies they can throw you. Isaiah Hartenstein could come out, and he could be a guy who changes the game. Chet Holmgren could go for 25 if he wanted to tonight. We've talked about the Alex Caruso's, the Lou Dorsett, Jalen Williams. Cason Wallace has been pretty terrible, actually, in these finals. Maybe he can come out and find a way to have a good game, but it all comes down to SGA, and Vegas likes the Thunder tonight as well. They've been huge favorites in every single game. They're 9.5 point
favorites.
I'm going
to ask you about that. So 9.5 points is the line for the Thunder at home. They're laying 9.5. Are you touching that?
I would take Pacers. Every single game, the Thunder have been huge favorites, and it's Vegas is banking on one of these games is going to be a blowout by the Thunder. It hasn't proven to be that point except for one game so far. I would, from a betting perspective, I would take the Pacers, +9.5, but I think the Thunder are still going to be able to
shoot.
Get done.
You know, as much as I like the Thunder and I think that they do win at home tonight, I don't mind the Pacers on the money line tonight at +320. I mean, that, you're getting pretty juicy odds just for a Pacers win, and we know how clutch they've been, and they stunned OKC in game one in Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. You know, so like that, it's not out of the question that that could happen again. When I first pulled this up, I was shocked. 9.5 is wild to me with the way this margin between these two teams has been.
Well, did you see what the Thunder's odds were to win the finals pre-series? They're like -700,
yeah,
which is very disrespectful to the Pacers. But, I mean, that's just Vegas is saying, we know how this is going to play out. We're not going to be risking a -250, -300 on the Thunder because that's just gonna, we're going to get beaten to the dirt. But, I mean, the Pacers have proven everyone wrong now for three consecutive series. Maybe they can do it once more.
And here's the wild card with the Pacers, and it's an intangible, and it's not anything that, you know, is a direct result of somebody's effort or ability. It's something that happens on the sideline, and that's Rick Carlisle mm-hmm. is the coach of this Pacers team. And it's, again, nothing against Mark Daigneault. He's been great as the Thunder coach, especially this season. But Rick Carlisle is... probably, if you're talking about active NBA coaches right now in the league, he's got to be Mount Rushmore of active NBA head coaches right now. I'm not sure there are many that are better than him on the sideline.
No, yeah, he's definitely in the top five, six, as you would say. It's funny, I'm looking through all of the NBA Finals history, and it's funny just looking at the coaches for some of these teams in the finals and where are these guys now for 2023, Michael Malone, well, he's no longer with the Nuggets. 2022, Ime Udoka, no longer with the Celtics. That's a little bit of a different situation. Monty Williams and Mike Budenholzer in 21, neither of them are with their teams. Frank Vogel, Nick Nurse, Tyronn Lue. I mean, David Blatt was coaching in the finals.
Right.
Like, all of these coaches have just been so much turnover, except for really Steve Kerr. But yeah, we have two excellent coaches. And Mark Daigneault's got a cool story. He was a G League coach and then comes up behind Billy Donovan. And then
he's been with that organization forever.
For a long
time. Forever.
And then, yeah, Rick Carlisle is a proven guy in the NBA and has just grinded it out with this Pacers team. And he's got them in a spot where, yeah, all they have to do is win two of the next three games and they're NBA champions.
So you're taking Pacers, though, to cover the number tonight.
I will take the Pacers to cover the number tonight, but I haven't even looked at anything. I would probably do like I'm a little bit of a wimp. I would probably do like Thunder money line and SGA 30. That would probably get you, it won't be even money, but it'll be close enough.
What's the one prop for players in the NBA that I know a lot of people jump on? It's like points, rebounds, and assists.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like for SGA, that would probably be relatively juicy because he didn't do it
mm-hmm.
in game four. It was mainly just points for him. But I would imagine he'll try to have a more complete game in game five.
Yeah, if I look, that number is probably around 42-ish. That's usually what it is for the superstars who can do it all. But yeah, again, a guy who didn't have a single assist in game four. So it'll be interesting to see, is that going to be the model? Put the ball in SGA's hands and say, hey, you got to go score it. Or does he get everybody else involved? And we're seeing the threes by Chet Holmgren and Lou Dort and Jalen Williams. It'll be interesting to see. You could either hit way over or it might not come close.
If the Thunder win tonight in Game 5, I think it will be directly due to Jalen Williams. Like, if he has a good game or even a great game, I think the Thunder I think the Thunder end up winning game five, and then they're in the driver's seat for sure.
Yeah, if Jalen comes out and he has a 20-point game, then I think the Thunder are going to be well into the driver's seat, and because you know SGA is going to come out and probably give you 30 and 8 and 5 assists plus, and you're gonna get what you get from the rest of these guys. But Jalen Williams, I mean, he can be a guy who plays great defense and scores 8 points, or he can be a guy who plays great defense and goes and scores 25. So if Jalen Williams can clear that number, the Thunder should be in the driver's seat to go to Indiana and close this thing out.
It's going
to
be an absolute battle tonight in Game 5 between the Thunder and the Pacers. Tip-off is at 7:30 this evening. I know we'll have a full recap of it tomorrow here on the program. Before we head to our break, let's give you a chance to win some free HTO. All you have to do is text the keyword T, that's T-E-A, to 20357 for your chance to win free tea and or coffee from HTO. Again, the keyword is T-T-E-A to 20357. Hey, by the way, on your way into work and want to keep listening to Sports Daily even after you park the car, with the Odyssey app and odyssey.com, you can just download the app or visit odyssey.com and search for KFH. That's pretty easy to do. And of course, as we mentioned before, you can always leave us a voice message as well. It's kind of like a voicemail. When you're listening on the Odyssey app, click the microphone button right there. You can leave us a voicemail, thoughts on whatever it is we're talking about or anything you want to talk about. We can get those messages and play them right back on the air. That's a pretty easy way to connect with the program. Of course, you can always leave us your video comments as well on our video stream, or the old fashioned way, you can call us up on the KFH hotline at 869-1240.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
Joined by our Royals insider from the Kansas City Star, Jalen Thompson, here on the program. Jalen, I'm not sure that there is anybody in the world in bigger need of an off day than the Kansas City Royals, and probably you also, because you've had to follow this for a while. But other than everything that's going on right now, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. You know, it's a good Monday. Had a great Father's Day talking to my dad, so it's a great time.
Good. Well, let's dive right into what the heck is going on with the Kansas City Royals. Winless in the most recent homestand. Brandon and I were talking about it in our previous hour that while it's not ideal to get swept by the Yankees, you can kind of understand it a little bit. You can sort of justify it to an extent with that lineup and the fact that Max Fried is in the rotation for the Yankees and all of that. You know, it's hard to stomach, but you can do it. I can't wrap my head around at all the weekend series against the A's. It was a winless homestand for the Royals. Things have gotten bad enough where the team is holding a players-only meeting after Saturday's game, and that still wasn't enough as the Royals lose the finale on Sunday. In your words, what is going on right now with this franchise?
I think the Royals have to figure out who they are and who they want to be. And when I say that, I mean as in each and every player has to look themselves in the mirror, which they have admitted to saying and being like, what am I doing? How can I be better? What's the way I can help this team win? And when you look at just them across the board, they just haven't had that connective, that tissue to come together and be that chemistry where everyone is working in the same the way. And you can see it on the field. Saturday's game was pretty much one of the most lifeless games that I can remember covering the Royals. They had four hits and they just didn't do anything against the Athletics. And Sunday they came back, they scored two runs in that third inning, but after that they didn't do anything else. So it's tough to try to win games when the team's not performing at the way they need to perform. And John Schreiber, you could see it on Sunday when he came in. Noah Cameron gives you five innings of scoreless baseball. You bring in John Schreiber, and Matt Cottrell, the Royals manager, says it's because he felt good about his bullpen in that spot and in hardy order against the A's. But in the back of your mind, you're like, they're going to give this game up. And that's exactly what they did.
Now, Jalen, before we get into the X's and O's of how the Royals have gotten to this point where now they're 11.5 games back in the division, they're four games under 500, you asked in the headline of your story following the game yesterday, is this rock bottom? Is this rock bottom for the Royals?
It sure seems like it is, because I don't know, where do you go from here? You're going to keep sinking and what do you do with the roster? What do you do? How do you improve this roster? You tried everything internally in the minor leagues. You got rid of Hunter Renfro. You brought up John Rabe. You brought up Drew Waters. You sent MJ Melendez down. you brought up a whole bunch of other players just trying to see who can work and who can figure it out. You're going to have to make a trade. And I think that's where they're at now. They have to go on the trade market. They have to give up some of their top prospects because they know that they need to improve the big league squad. And the reason why I say that is because teams that will have people to trade, they're going to get and they're going to pay a hefty price to get those players because everyone knows that the Royals need offense and they're going to demand their top prospects. So the Royals have to be ready for that and they have to be able to say, you know what, we're going all in. And that's, I believe that's the only way they get out of this. But it's not just going to be one bat. It's not going to be two bats. These guys have to play better and they have to hit better. And if they don't do that, then they're just going to be stuck where they are.
I think there's a really interesting discussion with where the Royals are right now that I don't think has really come up, not really bubbled up to the surface until most recently with the offensive struggles for the Royals, even dating back to the very beginning of the season that have lingered and continued and all of that up until now. I feel like the manager, Matt Quatrero, has, for the most part, escaped criticism. There's been some issues here and there, a couple questionable calls. Usually it's the length of time that you keep a starter in a game and when he goes to the bullpen and all of that. But I've really started, especially over the last couple of weeks, really starting to look at how much of this does fall on the shoulders of the manager and how much blame goes to the guy in charge, in Matt Quatrero. And I really think that this homestand and the fact that they were lifeless and the fact that they're at home and they're disappointing their home fans in six straight games, I think it's about time to start putting that criticism on the shoulders of the head guy in Matt Quatrero. Is that warranted? Is that fair? Where do you stand on the role that Matt Quatrero plays in all of this?
I think certainly you have to put some blame on Matt Quatrero because where they are right now, they are 34 and 38. And regardless if you say, well, they still have to hit, it's the coaches, it's the manager, everyone gets to blame. I think everyone has to get blame. And like you said, there were some decisions out there that maybe he wishes he could have back. You know, you roll with Jonathan India in the leadoff spot, and I know that's why they brought him here to do that, but Michael Garcia has proved that he's a better leadoff hitter at this point right now. If you go back and look at the games where Michael was leading off, the Royals have generated offense in a way that, you know, has been sustainable at points. You saw yesterday, well, Saturday's game, he got on base a couple of times, and he started a rally. And I think that's what the Royals have to look at. Are you better off with Michael leading off than going Bobby and then the rest of the group? Or do you keep Jonathan India in that spot and hope that he can get a little better than how he has been playing? And then also on the flip side of that, with some of the bullpen decisions, do you really want to keep rolling John Schreiber as the first guy out after your starter leaves the game as that bridge guy? Because he's given up a couple of really bat-breaking home runs when you really didn't want to give up a home run, you know? So I think that I would put everything on Q, but he definitely has to have some of the blame because he's writing the lineup out, he's deciding who's coming out of the bullpen, and those are two things that have hurt the Royals pretty much this season.
Jalen Thompson joining us. We Royals fans have been dying to see Jack Caglione play. Now he has been he's been up for 2 weeks. He was at home for the first time this last week. How would you just assess the start of his career, batting just over a little over 200 right now? He's not getting a lot of fastballs to hit. Pitchers know that he's going to live and die by hitting those fastballs. He's hitting the ball hard, but just how would you assess what we've seen from Jack Caglione now through 2 weeks?
I think he's doing just fine. I think that a lot of people, that if you're watching the games every day, you're seeing he is hitting the baseball, like you said, really hard. He's hitting it all over the field. Yesterday, faced a tough lefty, got a slider, and he crushed it right back up the middle. That is very impressive when you're saying that this is a young lefty himself facing left on left. It's never easy. And he was successful there. I know people want to see the home runs. I know people want to see all of the glorious, you know, doubles and triples and everything like that. But there's a reason why AAA and the MLB are two separate leagues. There's a massive gulf between both of those two leagues. And he's just learning the big leagues at the highest level. And on top of that, he's probably feeling a little bit of pressure because the offense is not hitting, and everyone believes that he should be hitting home runs, and you know, all that compounds itself into, yeah, he's the average is not there, but he's hitting the ball hard. And if he has a week where he goes off and hits 5 home runs, then he's back hitting about 340. That's just because he has so limited at bats. So I think he'll be fine. And like I said, right now everyone's just not hitting, and that's a team problem.
Yeah, he was able to provide a little bit of a spark to the lineup through the first two or three games that, you know, that he was in the lineup. Even if he wasn't particularly hitting, the entire lineup kind of came around, and then it's just kind of reverted back to what we've seen the entire season. Last question for you before we let you go, Jalen. Let's put on your manager cap. Let's put on your general manager cap. Let's say you're a combination of J.J. Piccolo and Matt Quatrero. What are you doing if you're them, number one on the field and number two off the field, to try to get this team out of the slump and get things turned around? Because even though they've kind of lost sight of the Tigers in the AL Central race, they're not out of the race for a wild card at this point. It's a jumbled up mess in the AL wild card. So what are you doing if you're a hybrid of J.J. Piccolo and Matt Quatrero right now to turn around the fortunes of this team?
Well, first, I'm saying, you know what? I'm putting the best hitters that I have at the top of the lineup, and I am attacking teams that way. I'm not going to go with the, well, he was brought here to do this, or this person fits better here because of the matchups. Best hitters at the top of the lineup, because you need to score runs, and that's how you get it done. Secondly, I'm going and I'm getting the best hitters on the market, whoever's available. Look at what the Giants did yesterday. Yeah. They went and got Rafael Devers. They gave up a lot to get him, but they realized that they could use his bat in the lineup. The Royals, they don't have the type of payroll that can go get a guy like Devers because he just makes a lot of money, right? But they can go get whoever is in their budget, and you have to give up the prospects to go do it. You have to. You made the playoffs last year. It's the same team that came back from 2024 to 2025, give or take some pieces. This team can win in the playoffs. They proved it last year. But right now, they're not even close to being the same type of team that will win those games like they did last year. So you need to go and get a bat. I would get two bats, honestly. And if I can get three, I would get three because they need it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've got a ways to go until the trade deadline. Doesn't mean that they can't make a deal before then. Obviously, the Giants and Red Sox just did that yesterday with Rafael Devers. We were talking in our last hour, not that the Royals were ever in the mix for Devers, but what it would have taken for the Royals to give up to get a player like Rafael Devers. I mean, it would have been the entire world, basically, for them to be able to secure him. But, you know, to that note, if the Royals still feel confident that they can be a playoff team, then yeah, like they may ultimately end up being buyers. It's funny because at this point right now, with the way that the playoffs are, you know, the season ended today, it's a mess in the wild card. I think there are legitimate arguments to be made in all three categories. For the Royals to be buyers, I think there are legitimate arguments. I think for the Royals to be sellers, there are legitimate arguments out there. And I think for the Royals to stand pat and do nothing, there are also legitimate arguments out there. Yeah. Like, nothing is for certain right now. I think the one thing that is for certain is that there's not a team in Major League Baseball that is probably more desperate for an off day than the Kansas City Royals after a terrible, horrible homestand for them against the Yankees and the A's. So there's a lot going on, and they're going to go on the road and take on the Rangers starting tomorrow night. They've got to start to get some wins, and it starts tomorrow night, Jalen.
Yeah, I would just say this real quick. Yeah. I remember last year they went through this, and Will Smith was like, well, at least we can't lose on the off day. So.
That's true. They need that off day badly before they kick off that series against the Rangers. But we appreciate you joining us here on the show.
Thank you, guys. See you guys next week.
All right. There goes Jalen Thompson, our Royals insider. All right. That's going to wrap up a busy Monday edition of Sports Daily here on KFH. A normal day of programming with the off day for the Royals. So no Royals baseball tonight. Rich Eisen follows us at 11. The Jim Rome Show at 2. JR Sport Brief at 5. The NBA Finals are, of course, tonight. Game 5. We'll have a full recap of that on tomorrow's program and start to preview the Royals and the Rangers. Brandon, appreciate it. And you're back tomorrow, too.
Yep, back tomorrow with Jacob. And I know we will be locked in on Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight. We'll have a whole recap tomorrow morning.
Getting ready for the Wichita Open this week as well. We'll be out there live for 4 hours on Thursday and Friday, 7 to 11 from Crestview Country Club. That'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that later on in the week as well. For Max Power, for Jalen Thompson, for Brandon Zinner, I'm Tommy Castor. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.